is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
And welcome to the broadcast, the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour / American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner with Melody Cederstrom. Misplaced my remote control for the CD to play the music. And who cares at this point? The country's in deep trouble. And I'm concerned, and Melody is too, and that's why we have this broadcast, to try and help you in your endeavors. And here's the remote control, okay. Melody, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Chris. And I'd just like to bring the listeners up to date. Gold was closed down $1.80 today at $427.60. Silver was unchanged at $7.26. Platinum was also unchanged at 883, and palladium was unchanged at 198. Very interesting that the three industrial metals were all unchanged today. And let's see, the market, the Dow was up 25 points at 10,547. The NASDAQ was up 0.08 at 2069. And the S&P was up 3.09 at 1203. Oil, I believe, again closed out at $55, so, you know, don't hold your breath for lower gas prices. And we have a great special going on today at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I have a set of six MS61 $20 Liberties. They are the San Francisco Mint, beginning at 1902, 1903, 1904, 1905, 06, 07, and they are of the S series. They're beautiful coins. The total package for the six coins is $3,390, and that is a cash price. If you use a credit card, there is an additional fee on that. But for the six coin, personal check, money order, cashier's check, if you'd like to bank wire the funds, that is fine also. Call and I can give you the instructions on that. 1-800-375-4188. I have had many calls on foreign gold, on Uruguay pesos, and I had one client call me and tell me, Melody, I don't even know where Uruguay is, and I'm very familiar with the world map. And it was sort of funny, we kind of made a joke about it. What in the heck is in Uruguay that it would be so important to own their gold coin? True, there was a small mintage, but what is the population of Uruguay? I mean, it was probably the same thing as one of our U.S. commemorative coins. And even though it is dated prior or dated 1930, trust me, it has no numismatic value. And for a price, I believe it was quoting at $125, you can purchase the same amount of gold in a quarter-ounce gold eagle for $121. So if you want to get as much gold as you can for your money, and you're a bullion buyer, because that's exactly what that foreign coin will sell back at, foreign melt value or melt value, buy a quarter ounce gold eagle. Because if you're buying bullion, you're a person who wants to get as much gold for your money. So you want to buy a 1 ounce. Because when you buy the 1 ounce, you get more gold for your money. If you want bartering money, then go and pick up some 90% silver or some 10th ounce gold eagles, and you don't have to pay a fortune for 10th ounce gold eagles. If you really want to get as much gold for your money, buy a Krugerrand, because that is the least expensive way to buy gold. 1 ounce Krugerrand. They sell at $15 over spot. 1 ounce gold eagles will sell about $25 over spot. So you don't have to pay the treasury premium on Krugerrands. And they are just as world recognized as the 1 ounce gold eagle. So truly, listeners, just because a coin is dated prior to 1933, that does not keep it out of the confiscation league. As far as I'm concerned, confiscation is pretty much a muted situation. It could happen, yes, and it could not happen. We don't know. We can base our decisions on what has happened in the past. And yes, you might want to be careful and you might want to protect, because we know everything repeats itself. But what you need to be concerned right now when you're going into the $20 gold pieces, yes, it does protect you against confiscation. But there's value there. They're rare and unusual. It sells 15% above the gold content. They don't make them anymore. There's few of them out there. People want them. Who in the heck wants a Uruguay peso? I don't, and really neither do you. 1-800-375-4188. And something you need to think about, when you put your portfolio together on precious metals, what you want, you do want coins that perform. That's why it is so important, and that's why we talk about the numismatic coins. Do I make more money selling numismatic coins than I do gold bullion? Not if I sold their gold bullion at their prices. I would make more money on those Uruguay pesos than what I make on my numismatic coins. So you can throw that argument right out the window. But with performance, the quality, the demand, and I guarantee you, when gold goes to $550, I would have to bet that these $20 gold pieces aren't going to be there. And not only will they be selling far above, they will be selling far above than what is usually affordable in someone's portfolio. So when gold goes to $800 and these coins go to $5,000 or more, which would you rather have, a Uruguay peso or a $20 gold piece that will give you some performance in your portfolio along with privacy? So 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And when I get off the air, I'm going to go look and see where Uruguay is.
It's in South America.
Well, I knew it was down there somewhere, but I didn't know exactly the placement of it. And
it's near Canada. No, I'm sorry. It's near Panama.
Okay.
And also Nicaragua. It's near Nicaragua.
Okay. All right.
And Brazil.
Okay. Well, we had mentioned Brazil, but we weren't sure exactly where it was at. But, yeah.
What a mess.
It is a mess. And
it's just a mess.
We're here in this country, and you have choices now. The people out there have choices on the products that they can purchase. So why settle for a Uruguay coin? Like, well, you know, when gold is 800, maybe that will be the only coin that you can buy, and then I will say buy it. But you have a choice now, and put your portfolio first and put the coins in your portfolio that are important and diversify. 1-800-375-4188. I got a great six coin selection, the S series, from 1902 to 1907 for $33.90.
Wonderful, Melody.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Melody Cederstrom, 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Oh, man, where do I begin? I just, you know, after the 3 o'clock show today, I was here in the desk and going through all these different avenues and directions of what's being implemented at us and on us. We are in a messy situation, as I see in the paper here. Dated June 9th, Army faces recruit shortfall. Well, duh. I mean, this is just ridiculous to be thinking, and certainly I was thinking long before this new war, this new Vietnam, plain and simple, a new Vietnam. You don't know who your enemy is, another Vietnam. I said it was going to turn into a mess. Every war we get into like this turns into a mess. We're the global cop for the UN system, and the United Nations is ready to take over. I saw that on our website the other night, and I can't find it now. And this is the problem. There's so much information now that you get lost in it unless you really concentrate on keeping what you have when you do your research. And there is the dilemma to deal with now. Where 10 years ago, you had to sift through paperwork. You had to go to law libraries, legal libraries, to get information. Now it's all here on the Internet. Everything is, every bit of information is at the tip of your fingertips with the movement of a mouse. And that is the deception that we have today. All sorts of things going on around us, and yet many people continue to slumber. As I said before, the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the World Bank, and also the Inter-American Development Bank, that's South America, and the African Development Bank. Listeners, the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the African Development Bank as well. And according to Jan Lemprecht from AfricanCrisis.org, the author of Government Deception, Psychopolitics in Southern Africa, by Jan Lemprecht, he says the South African Communist Parties are here in his comments. They want to bypass the willing buy, willing seller concept. This is entitled Black Farmers and South Africa Communist Party Want Speedier Land Reform. The government has already slowly started this. It appears to him that they will be stealing land from white farmers at an ever-increasing pace. He believes that as the process speeds up, the farmers in their turn will be cheated more and more until eventually they walk away with only their shirts on their backs. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound very relative to Jesse Hardy's dilemma in Florida? For those who don't know, this is also called communism. Communists have been running farmers off their land since the Bolshevik Revolution. And land reform has been tried, and it failed, in South America and other countries. Wherever communists come and meddle with landowners, and they like to go after landowners and capitalists, they stuff up the system and destroy the country. And sometimes millions of people die from the resulting hunger. Land reform is one of the main vehicles of communism in Southern Africa. They market it by saying that it will help the poor, listeners, help the poor. This is all nonsense and rubbish, and the liars know it. But all these crimes to help the poor cause damage, and the poor end up poor. Still, poorer and poorer. It's not about helping the poor at all. The real agenda is to destroy the rich. It hasn't got the faintest relationship at all to helping the poor, nor the blacks. And Jan Lemprecht says, mark my words, these black beneficiaries will end up dying from starvation, and all South Africa will have a food crisis in the coming years. And keep in mind, the Secretary of the Treasury is the governor, the U.S. governor of the African Development Bank as well. The information comes from the United States Government Manual 1990-91 that I have here. On the front of the website, AmericanExpose.com, at this point in time, listeners, you can see for yourself, because most of you won't look it up for yourself. Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF and receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. It's all there on the front of the website. You can see it for yourselves. You can see the documentation, and you can see that the Secretary of the Treasury receives no compensation from the United States. What does that mean, listeners? The Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow. The alternate Secretary of the Treasury, Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve System. Connecting the dots is becoming easier and easier, and there's no excuse for people not to get involved in saving their hides, saving themselves, saving their families from what's about to happen. So I go on with this information. The National African Farmers Union yesterday said it was growing impatient with the pace of land reform. The union's criticism comes ahead of the land summit likely to be held next month. At the end of last year, the Land Affairs Department had redistributed 3 to 5 million acres of land since 1994, and they call it hackers, H-E-C-T-A-R-E-S. H-E-C-T-A-R-E-S, that's how they do it over there. And I'm sure it's a different geologic layout. In December last year, the department's former director general Gulagwe Moende said the department had to redistribute about 1.87 million acres a year to meet its target of 30% by 2014. Several organizations, including the South African Communist Party, have criticized government's willing buyer, willing seller policy and called for its review. Speaking at a media briefing in Tshwane, NAFU President Ntsapi Natalia said the policy had not worked. Quote, it is not working and did not work in countries such as Japan, Korea, and Brazil, end quote, he said. A review of the policy was, quote, a challenge that needs to be addressed. Quote, we recognize that the willing buyer, willing seller policy is a constitutional matter and NAFU respects the Constitution, end quote, he said. NAFU would not engage in unconstitutional activities to register its dissatisfaction with the pace of land reform. The department this week said the committee had not yet finalized targets on land ownership. A framework document announced by Minister Thabeo de Diza last year proposed the transfer of 30% of agricultural land to black owners by 2014. But commercial farmers organizations have said previously the targets were too high. The department spokesman, Steve Goulain, said this week the targets would still be subject to negotiations even after the steering committee had submitted the final document to Didaza. And once again, allafrica.com is the source of this information. And I don't know whether it's there or not anymore, but you can sure check it out for yourselves. Darren and I had extensive conversation last night, Darren Weeks. And when you do these broadcasts, or when we do these broadcasts, what is the most primary concern that we have today? Your ability to own property is disappearing. Our ability to own land is disappearing. And our country's disappearing. Our country's being swallowed up into a UN system that is very easy to document today. But most aren't paying attention. Most don't care. And that is the sad commentary to have. Because understanding the bureaucracy in place, yow. From the second international workshop to consider a regular process for global reporting and assessment of the state of the marine environment, including social economic aspects, June 13th through the 15th, right now, going on, people. The second Global Marine Assessment Workshop in New York at the UN building, listeners. On Monday, delegates to the second international workshop to consider a regular process for global reporting and assessment of the state of the marine environment, including social economic aspects, GMA2 is what it's called, elected John Roberts of the United Kingdom as chair of the workshop and discussed the nature of the assessment of assessments, as well as aspects of the task force to conduct such an assessment. Holy man. Can you believe this, people? Can you believe where this is? And then you can go visit Alta Vista at Babelfish. Babylon. Babelfish. And you can meet all these various people involved in this. And you can just see what kind of people are involved and how screwy this whole mess up is. The totalitarian control on people through the UN system, listeners. And I don't understand how there's so many individuals that don't care anymore. I just don't care. They just don't care. It doesn't make a bit of sense when there's so much information available and you can put pressure on your local representatives, on your state representatives, on Congress. It's most important to understand, and certainly the oceans and the law of the sea, you've got to realize how the totalitarian control is being engineered. So the sixth meeting of the United Nations open-ended formal consultative process on oceans and the law of the sea took place at the United Nations headquarters from June 6th through the 10th of 2005. Also, so all this is going on, all this is happening, all these paid employees of various countries implementing these draconian directions to maneuver themselves and destroy this country. I had information that the debt has been written off on various countries. And I'm trying to find that information. Quite remarkable that, and to find this right now in this load of emails. Well, let me see if I can get it. Well, let's just cover some of this that I already saw and put up here. It's very pertinent information, listeners. Finance ministers of the world's richest nations have formally agreed on Saturday to cancel at least $40 billion of debt owed to multilateral banks by 18 of the world's poorest nations, all but one of them in Africa. The G8 finance minister said debt relief would be accomplished without destabilizing the financial institutions. And there you have it. There you have it. And the whole mess in place, the whole communistic direction, according to Jan Lemprecht, being implemented by the G8. They are the elites. We are the peons. They want to destroy the middle class, which was what made this country strong to begin with. The destruction of the middle class started at the turn of the last century. We have the 20th century smokescreen to learn by. And here we are in 2005. The implementation process is well underway. It goes right on the State Department's doorstep. The State Department is the evil organization engineering UN policy. And that's the crux of the matter. Also, this is dated June 13th, yesterday. Seattle has been declared the most livable large city in the United States at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting, now underway in Chicago. Seattle won top honors in the category of cities over 100,000. For Mayor Greg Nickel's climate protection program that is aimed at improving Seattle's local quality of life while reducing emissions and contribute to global warming. And Nikki Rapana came from Seattle, spent a lot of time in Seattle or somewhere in Washington State. That state is totally corrupted, just like Oregon is totally corrupted, just like California is totally corrupted, with insider greenies. And there you have the mess in place. Okay, let's see. I've got much more information tonight. Let's see. I covered this this afternoon. And apparently I don't see it right now. Okay. Apparently I don't see it. I apologize. One of you good people sent me this. State's first roadless rural meeting held in Eureka, Montana, listeners. They're doing road removal all over the country, listeners. This is under the guise of, what, the NAFTA corridors? It's under the guise of rewilding America. And according to this information, the state's first inventoried roadless rural meeting was held in Eureka Thursday evening to begin the public input process required under 294.14(7) of the new Bush roadless rule affecting federal lands. The new Bush roadless rule affecting federal lands, listeners. It was a great success, according to Republican House Representative member Rick Maggi. Fortune who helped organize the meeting. In attendance at the meeting held at the Eureka High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. with an estimated 150 people was State Senator Auburn Curtis, Representative Ralph Heinert, Libby, Senator Jerry O'Neill, various other people that I don't know who they are, and you wouldn't either, most of you, and representatives from various groups including snowmobilers, hunters, public access advocates, and conservation groups. Quote, the new rule is all about power to the people. Oh, really? And the people are taking this opportunity very seriously, said Representative Maggi. quote, there are going to be hundreds of people in the working groups in this part of Lincoln County alone. The sign-up sheets are full, and all next week we'll be getting more people signing up who couldn't attend tonight, end quote. Under the new Forest Service roadless rule adopted May 5th, the Bush administration is giving states 18 months to devise locally supported management plans for inventoried roadless areas. The rule allows state governors the ability to forward those plans to the Secretary of Agriculture for final approval. The rule also allows governors to the option of doing nothing. Quote, this was terrific to hear this week that Governor Schweitzer is behind the people of Montana in this new rule, end quote, said Maggi. Quote, although I think his staff made an understandable mistake worrying about the cost of the process, they're new to office, whereas legislators and county commissioners have been providing input on writing the new rule for a year now, end quote. What is this all about? Totalitarian control. We're off in the Middle East, sending our best people to fight and die in the Middle East. For what purpose? Another Vietnam. And here we see, right in the paper here, dated June 9th, the Army appears likely to fall short of its full-year recruiting goal for the first time since 1999, raising longer-term questions about a military embroiled in its first protracted war since switching from the draft to the volunteer force 32 years ago. Many young people and their parents have grown more wary of Army service because of the likelihood of being dispatched on combat tours to Iraq or Afghanistan, opinion polls show. Well, duh. It's a very unpopular war. It's getting more unpopular as the days progress. The Army says today's economy offers attractive alternatives to many high school and college graduates. The recruiting statistics appear to bear that out. Officials said Wednesday that although the Army will not release its numbers until Friday, it fell about 25% short of its largest or target of signing up 6,700 recruits in May. Well, it's just going to get worse and worse as time progresses. And that is the problem. We don't see what's happening ultimately. I'm pretty well put out on all this. I see how the maneuvering goes on. Back to the state roadless rule meeting held in Eureka. It says Fred Hodgeboom, president of Montana's for Multiple Use and a former U.S. Forest Service specialist for 30 years, was one of the featured speakers. Hodgeboom stressed the value of local people going through the process of developing the site-specific legal petitions for the governor's office. Quote, this is the first time in my years with the Forest Service and since then where the people are tasked with being in charge of these site-specific decisions and plans, end quote. Dialogue to consensus, do I hear? Hodgeboom told the crowd that the roadless issue has been a thorn in everyone's side for 30 years. Quote, take the opportunity seriously. It's something that is long overdue, end quote. Attendees came from as far away as Townsend, Missoula, and Plains to learn about the new rule and how they could set up local groups in their home counties. Quote, sure, I was surprised at the variety of people here and how they came to see what it's all about, end quote, said Majdi. I don't even know who this guy is. I can't imagine who this individual is. He goes on by quoting, but I understand very well, being from a forested county, how frustrating this issue has been for everyone from hunters, fishermen, snowmobilers, local economies, recreationalists, environmental groups. This process involves everyone. The details get hashed out in the working groups and then the exacting decisions of the site-specific management plans are finalized, end quote. It sounds like dialogue to consensus, listeners, and that's something to be very, very concerned about. And certainly roadless areas and the control of land by the government is well underway, people. Well underway. Sad commentary to be a part of this in this day and time. The control of land, the maneuvering of the control of everything we do is well underway. 13 years in implementation of Agenda 21. I'll be back. Stay with me. I will be back.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first. And on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
If you read the history books, the most often asked question to Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War and the Right of Succession from the Old Paths Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free, or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. Get this DVD presentation for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Call 559-781-3773. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
And welcome back to the broadcast, the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour / American Exposé, sponsored by Melody Cederstrom. Support her, people. 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. People have been calling me wanting to know when I'm on, and it's on the website, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Tuesday, I'm on at 3 p.m. Central Time. On First Amendment Radio and WBCQ 7.415 at 3 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, I'm not there. It's Melody's show, and she has someone else there at that time slot. At 7 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, on First Amendment Radio and WWCR at 9.985. That's 9.985 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. And then at 9 p.m. Central Time on First Amendment Radio, Internet and Satellite. Obviously, the next move is going to be to get shortwave at 9 p.m. Central Time. We'll be working on that as you support Melody Cederstrom and her directions and obviously discount gold and silver trading. 800-375-4188. We will get the 9 o'clock time slot on, hopefully, WWCR as well. Some of you have written letters to the network explaining how you appreciate hearing me on WWCR, and I understand why. You're not getting the truth and the facts. You're just not getting it. I do understand why. So, according to the libertycommittee.org, and thank you, Regina, once again, I cover this at 3 o'clock, but it's worth hearing again for those that did not hear it. The push for a global tax is now stronger than ever. The term might be global, but make no mistake, the target for the tax is America's deep pockets. Just 3 days ago, during the G8 summit, France and Germany proposed a global tax on airline tickets. Keep in mind, they've already relieved the debt in 40 countries. Keep that in mind. I just covered that already, right? So just 3 days ago during the G8 summit, this is the same time they relieved the debt of these other countries. France and Germany proposed a global tax on airline tickets. Hans Eichel, Germany's finance minister, stated, quote, "No one in the G8, including the U.S., has said anything against it. It's now on the agenda," end quote. The push for a global tax is now so strong and so real that Congressman Ron Paul will attempt to stop it tonight. Congressman Paul will offer an amendment to the Science, State, Justice, Commerce Appropriations Act of 2006 that would prohibit any U.S. funds from being used to develop, publicize, implement, or impose any U.N. tax or fee on any U.S. citizen. If any member of the U.S. House doesn't vote in favor of Congressman Paul's amendment, he or she supports a U.N. global tax. Congressman Paul's amendment will be voted on tonight or possibly tomorrow morning. And so we have little time to rally support, but we've got to rally support, and I agree. What else are you going to do? In a letter to his House colleagues asking for their support, Congressman Ron Paul stated, quote, "At least five times in the last decade, the United Nations has held summits where the problem, quote-unquote problem, of how to develop a global tax was a major item of discussion. The United Nations has long wished to carve out a way to finance its activities independent of the dues of member states," end quote. Germany's finance minister, Hans Eichel, didn't hear any opposition to the global tax from the G8 political elites a few days ago. Well, it's time that Mr. Eichel and others of his kind hear opposition from Americans. No UN tax. You've got to get active, people. You've got to get your neighbors active. On Thursday night, I'm going to have a total documentation broadcast at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock Central Time. It's going to be a total documentation process. It's going to be coming from the congressional record from the 50s. They're going to talk about how we're in a one-world government in the 1950s, listeners. You're going to hear a total documentation broadcast on Thursday evening. And I'm doing this so you can get the CD from the network and you can make copies of that CD and get them to everyone you can. This is the only time and the best time to wake up Americans. If you have family members and children, if you're not involved in saving your country, you're going to really regret it someday because you're going to have so much hurt inside of you because you didn't do the right thing for your children that you won't be able to bear living with yourself. And there's the stage of where we are today, listeners. We are in a serious, serious direction. There's writing on the wall everywhere. We have our Middle East mess, a new Vietnam. We have implementation of Agenda 21 in America in all its various facets, including migration coming from other countries. We have the dropping of the borders that's being realized, finally. Dropping of the borders, I've talked about this for eons. I've been talking about the whole point of NAFTA is to drop the borders, listeners. I've got the NAFTA document right over here, the NAFTA Volume 1, which discusses it in very subtle words and terms. So this is the movement and the direction in place. It's just absolutely incredible that people aren't paying attention to the implementation process that is right under our noses. Right under our noses, listeners. And for us to be fast asleep to this, wow. It's remarkable that we're not understanding how this is coming into place. But you out there listening can make an extreme difference on all of this. An extreme difference. Am I saber-rattling? No, I'm just concerned. I've been concerned all my life. I've been upset all my life. American Friends Service Committee, dated May 3rd. Another view. Can CAFTA, before it destroys sovereignty and small farms? Paul Algier, the acting U.S. Trade Representative, says CAFTA, the proposed trade agreement with Central America and the Dominican Republic, could double U.S. agricultural exports to the region. That has Central American farmers worried. Like the North American Free Trade Agreement, upon which it is modeled, CAFTA would flood Central America's markets with products of U.S. agribusiness, much of which is still heavily subsidized. According to Oxfam, U.S. corn exports to Central America would increase by 10,000% in the first year. Who's going to pay for this down there? They're poor countries, listeners. The region's small farmers, who make up the majority of the population, have their eyes on Mexico, where 1.7 million farmers lost their land in the first 10 years of NAFTA going into effect. That's what it says. 1.7 million farmers lost their land in the first 10 years after NAFTA went into effect. I don't think they have 1.7 million farmers in Mexico, listeners. I'm not contradicting what he's saying. I'm just finding it hard to believe that there's 1.7 million farmers in Mexico. It is not that heavily populated. But I can be wrong, absolutely, on this one. Quote, what is at stake for the long term, end quote, says Nicaraguan economist Adolfo Acevedo. Quote, is not just the possibility of preserving a large part of the national food production, but the fate of the labor force itself, and more deeply yet, the fate of the human beings linked to this form of production, end quote. Like their Mexican counterparts, their likely fate would be to migrate to Central American cities, where their best hope would be to get low-paid jobs in the sweatshops that have displaced good jobs in New Hampshire and other U.S. locations. Or they may take the risk of braving vigilantes and the Border Patrol to migrate to USA, where more sweatshop jobs await. For New Hampshire, CAFTA's promise is almost as bleak. The continued outsourcing of industrial assembly jobs would be followed by the outsourcing of service sector jobs. And the much-heralded CAFTA market for exports, six countries with a combined GDP of $85 billion, is comparable in size to that of New Haven, Connecticut, according to the U.S. Business and Industry Council, which opposes the agreement. CAFTA includes investor rights, provisions that would make it possible for foreign corporations to sue the soup for minority damages if laws adopted at any level of government eat into their profits. Under a similar provision of NAFTA, the U.S.-based Ethyl Corporation won $13 million in damages when Canada outlawed the use of MMT, a gasoline additive. As part of the settlement, Canada also overturned its ban on the chemical, which was known to be a neurotoxin. Under CAFTA rules, such cases would not be heard in open courts, but by secretive panels of trade arbitrators. There's much more to this, listeners, and the problem is that it's the UN system. So what do we need to do? We need to appeal and repeal the Bretton Woods Agreement Act of 1944. We need to oust ourselves from the International Monetary Fund. We need to abolish the State Department. What would happen if the State Department was abolished? What would happen if Washington, D.C. closed down? And now I'm talking like, what? A terrorist? According to those in charge with Homeland Security, I'm making terrorist threats right now. Everyone's tied to a paycheck in government, meaning everyone is going to continue in government. So how do we stop it? Is the sheer numbers of people getting involved is the key to this whole thing. But you've got to do your research to get on the right page. It's not electing a third-party candidate. It's never going to happen. The candidates that are running for office are, many of them are offsprings of the Queen and the kings from the past. A sad commentary to have, people. God, I've just got such a mess here. So, while CAFTA should be defeated in its own demerits, its significance is greater. It is widely seen as a template for additional agreements that would threaten U.S. jobs, strip authority from democratic governments at all levels, endanger access to essential services such as water, and continue to wreak havoc on the rural economies of poor countries. It's the UN system, people. The demolishment of the middle class is the paramount direction of the UN system. It's communism at its greatest. We have communism in America today. We have the communitarian network in America today, and it's being driven and directed on a daily basis, and most people aren't even paying attention. And there it is. I'm certainly very, very upset about the way things have happened. I'm certainly extremely uptight about this. Darren Weeks did a tremendous show last night. And I'm certainly very, very happy to have talked to him regarding Corridor Watch, which is on the website now, Corridor Watch. We're going to make them a partner website, Corridor Watch. Very important to do this. Now, for you that just tuned in, and I'm sure there's some people out there that did just tune in, on the front of the website right now, underneath mine and Darren's and Dennis's email addresses, is the United States is the United Nations. That's right. The United States is the United Nations. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund, and receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. It's all documented there. On the front of the website of AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, on purpose, is, under the Congressional Medal of Honor, Sun Tzu's Art of War. Sun Tzu's Art of War is there on the front page of AmericanExpose.com. Sun Tzu's Art of War, the oldest military strategy in the world, listeners. Sun Tzu's Art of War. Tomorrow night at this time slot, we're going to have Hansa Molina back on from the anticommunistanalyst.com. We're going to connect dots with him again tomorrow. We're going to keep putting this gentleman on for obvious reasons in my mind. Maybe not in your mind, listeners. But you keep listening, and you'll become convinced about it. Recently, we've put the Ford Foundation Moscow office on our website. Now we have the Ford Foundation undermines national sovereignty by promoting integration. And guess what they say? At the Ford Foundation, ethnicity is always job one. It's there on the website. Very, very important, people. Very important. New additions on the website. Now, Keep in mind, our NAFTA corridor project has got to be updated. Old organizations have turned over to new organizations. It used to be NASCO, the North American Superhighway Coalition. Now it's NASCO, North American Super Corridor Coalition. This is a disaster in the making. There will be foreigners building roads, building these highways, from foreign countries, building them. It's a public-private partnership of the United Nations system. In the meantime, we have road removal going on. So it should be very, very easy for you to connect the dots to all this, as we've made it very simple for you to peruse this information. Oh, boy. Right now is the... Well, let's wait for it to come up. Recently, Condoleezza Rice has stated on May 28th, insists it's time for Bolton to be approved for UN post. What difference does it make if Bolton's in there or some other clown? It's get out of the United Nations system is the paramount direction, listeners. The United Nations system is the International Monetary Fund. The global system is well into place. How do we stop it? Any questions? 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. Any questions, any statements at all? Your dime, 559-781-3773. Now this NAFTA corridor going on, this Hemisfera San Pedro 2005, May 11th through the 13th, we didn't hear much about it, did we? Well, it's all here on the website, AmericanExpose.com. And we learn about smart borders. Wow, I can't get anywhere with this site. Very frustrating sometimes perusing this information. Keep in mind, there's much information here, listeners. Much information. And the CorridorWatch.org is needing of your attention. Extremely important. As time progresses, you have less and less opportunity to make a difference. Now is the time to make a difference. You want to stop this global tax. You want to call any representative that you have and stop the global tax. You can call the toll-free number to Washington, 877-762-8762, 877-762-8762, 877-762-8762, the toll-free number to Washington. Lay it on. A global tax from the UN system is just going to be a disaster. Our United States government, through the State Department, implements the UN directions. Our State Department is accountable to no one. So according to Nancy Levant, in 2005-2006 school year, all parents will receive written notice of new policies from your child's schools. Many schools will ask you to sign permission slips allowing school counselors or advocates to have conversations with your children. You will be told how your local schools are now involved in vision and dental screenings, learning disabilities and speech impediment screenings, and other acts of kindness. But watch for the small print or the extra little blurb which states that your children will also be evaluated for emotional wellness. Watch for wording like happiness indicators or family participation. The fact is that our president has mandated that every American child aged 3 to 18 is federally ordered to be evaluated for mental health issues and to receive enforced treatment. And this is part of George Bush's New Freedom Initiative and New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 52 million students and 6 million adults working in schools, according to this commission, will be tested and should flush out at least 6 million people, or shall we say new customers, who will then be mandated to receive treatment. That treatment does... What treatment does our President's Commission have in mind? The newest drugs in the pharmaceutical pipelines, of course. The Commission represents or recommends specific medications for specific conditions. One of the state-of-the-art treatments, and most expensive, is an implantable capsule. An implantable capsule, people. Implanted. The capsule delivers medication into a child's body without the child having to swallow a pill or the need for parental permission for dispensation. The new Freedom Commission named the Texas Medication Algorithm Project, the TMAP, TMAP, a model treatment plan. Medical algorithms, or gorthiums, are a flowchart-style treatment indicator. If you have A symptom and B symptom, take C medication. TMAP began with the University of Texas Big Pharma and the Mental Health and Correction System in Texas. The American Psychiatric Association concurs the TMAP is brilliant. However, the New Freedom Initiative and Commission is a political Big Pharma marriage. Many companies who supported TMAP are also major contributors to Bush's reelection funds. For example, Eli Lilly manufactures Ocaflane, one of the drugs recommended in the new Freedom Plan. And furthermore, George Herbert Walker Bush was once a member of Lilly's Board of Governors. Our current President Bush appointed Lilly's Chief Executive Officer, Sidney Turrell, as a member of the Homeland Security Council. 82% of Lilly's $1.6 million in political contributions in 2000 went to Bush and the Republican Party. Well, it's the same on the other side, too. Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't matter. They're all inside the whole picture, people. There's more. The UN Agenda 21 has also called for total intrusion into schools and children's lives. No more religion, no more individuality, no more real education. No more real grades, no more real teaching, no more teacher respect for parents, and no more truth from teachers or principals. Agenda 21, listeners, Agenda 21, coming from Nancy Levant. On the website, AmericanExpose.com. It's all here. It's time everyone got involved. It's time you turned off the television set and got involved. Get the broadcast from this coming Thursday. It'll be at 7 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Central Time. The total documentation broadcast that cannot be dispelled by anyone, anywhere, anytime, and that will be a purchase you will have to make to the network First Amendment Radio. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central Time. 2 hours of total documentation to the big picture in place. It's way late. It's 2005. The direction is well in place. That is the problem. Everybody wants to know what to do. Sure, numbers of people waking up on the inside will make a difference. More Joe Bannisters saying, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to fleece the American public for income taxes where there's no law that says you have to pay an income tax. Thursday night, remember, 7 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, total documentation broadcast. Cannot be disputed by anyone, anytime, anywhere. I will be back in 1 hour. Stay tuned for Jackie Perdrew. And God bless you all. Good night.